and welcome everyone to this edition of our Tri Talks. We're taking a few minutes to chat with various community leaders across the sport of triathlon and just to give us a bit of a glimpse of the inner workings of our sport. I'm your host, Sebastian Porton. I'm the executive director with Triathlon Alberta, and with me today is Shelley Weens, who is the technical chair with Triathlon Alberta. Shelley's been our tech chair with Triathlon Alberta for the past couple of years and also sits on our board of directors. Shelley, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the sport?
Sure. I'm from the East Coast. I'm from New Brunswick, and I moved to Alberta in 1979. I'm married. I have two daughters. They're both married. I have two grandchildren, two in Victoria, and the other daughter's in Yellowknife. Mm-hmm. I like camping. I like music. I like sewing. I worked for 34 years for the federal government, and I have volunteered for many, many years.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. What kind of gave you that inspiration to be an official, and why do you enjoy officiating so much?
Well, my husband, it's kind of through osmosis. My husband was a triathlete, and he did a lot of local Alberta and BC races where I was always volunteering or doing something for them. Mm-hmm. We went to Kelowna camping one weekend, and there was something going on in Penticton. We thought we'd drive out, and oh my God, Ironman Canada was going on. We saw Scott Tinley and Ray Browning, and that was it. He signed up. And it became a lifestyle. It's been going on forever, since the 80s. He doesn't do them anymore. But as a result of that, I became quite involved with Ironman Canada as a volunteer. I worked at the Chinook Triathlon races for many years as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. I started officiating. And after I retired, I was bored. So I picked up a little part-time gig with Alberta Triathlon Association, which offered me the opportunity to go to Tri-Canada's NTO training, which we'll talk about in a minute, in Magog, Quebec. And that led to international races and new friends and new crew. I even went to Sarasota in 2020. Didn't do much racing, but I had that opportunity. So it's become exciting. It's challenging. It's not difficult. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe the cadre of people that I've met.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that with the officials being like such a great tight-knit group of individuals that really work together. Like, it doesn't really matter where you seem to be from, whether it's from Canada or Germany or the US or whatever, whatnot. Everybody seems to
And they are together. From all over the world, which is really exciting. They've all become friends.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about like the officiating pathway for those that may want to be involved, and how's it kind of work in Alberta?
We offer free training. In fact, there's training coming up on May the 8th. Mm-hmm. If you haven't signed up yet, we're doing a Zoom. I'm teaching that one. Mm-hmm. You'll start with your free course. We'll offer you an opportunity to shadow an experienced official three times, three mm-hmm. races you choose. Mm-hmm. You're self-funded for that, but then once you've passed that and we're confident that you're good to go, we'll start you off in an assistant official assignment that you can choose, or you'll move your way up to being a head official with confidence. You can go through a pathway through Triathlon Canada and become a level one, level two, or level three official. I'm a level one right now. I'm a national triathlon official with Tri-Canada, mm-hmm. so I do events in Canada. Mm-hmm. A level two, which I'm going to Montreal for training for in June, I can do continental, mm-hmm. try a little more responsibility, and work your way through to being a level three, which is an Olympic official.
Okay.
39 NTO levels, 25 CTO levels, and 5 Olympic referees. And in Alberta, we're struggling. We need some new officials. So if you haven't signed up for that course yet, we need to see you. We're also in negotiations with BC to maybe do some cross-border officiating for each other. You know, we're closer to Windermere. They may be closer to Wetaskiwin. Mm-hmm. And Tri-Canada events are always available to us as well, like WTS Edmonton. A lot of people have exposure to officiating just watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing WTS Edmonton, it gets to be that exciting. And we've been invited to participate in Montreal, and we've been invited to participate in Ironman Canada and Penticton as well.
That's fantastic. So like at an event, some of our viewers may have seen officials wearing a technical delegate vest, and then some may have seen a technical official's vest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's kind of that difference between the two?
It's fashion. a technical delegate like this one, I have safety pins, always have safety pins. An official has a whistle, that'll be the biggest description, and their vest is just like this one, only it's black. We often wear colored hats as well. A technical delegate is a member of our technical committee. We have six on that committee right now. They're all experienced officials. We do interpretation of the rules for people. We handle exceptions. If someone has a medical or an equipment exception that they're looking to participate with, we'll research that for safety and apply it. We take questions from race directors. We do sanctioning to make sure that every race is fun, fair, and safe. We'll go through their plan. We attend events. We recruit through events. We teach the courses, and we review results, and we review post-race reports.
Awesome.
So you may see both of us at any race in Alberta.
Right. Yeah. And then what are, like, I mean, we've kind of tried that. You've kind of officiated across the country and stuff. Like, what are some of those events that you'd like to officiate kind of like in the future?
You know, I haven't done an aquathlon, which is a run, swim, run. I haven't done an aqua bike, which is a swim bike. And although studied, take the course, officiated, registered, I have not done a para event. I'm looking forward to signing up for one of those. And I would really like to do a winter triathlon. There's two kinds, you know, cross country running, mountain biking, and cross country skiing, or running, skating, cross country skiing would be interesting. We have in betweenies, which are very unconventional. We're in discussion now with different race directors about, you know, like Parallel 54 had a stand up paddleboard on a free flowing river. Lethbridge is looking at hill climbs and open water swims. So things that are different but still bring people towards the sport. Any segment of triathlon would be exciting. And of course, anything international. I'm looking forward to doing something in the US this year, and I'm also looking at a warm beach triathlon anywhere.
Yeah, I think getting out of the minus temperatures is a little bit important.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you, Shelley, for joining us today on our Tri Talks and showing us your officiating. Sounds like a great way to spend a couple of weekends in the summertime.
A lot of fun. You can make a little bit of coin doing it too. So if you're interested, sign up May the 8th. We have an official sports coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alexander Patton. I am the Sport Development Coordinator for Triathlon Alberta, and Sebastian, our Executive Director, is back. We're now switching gears from the officiating side to talk about the racing side. And with that, we want to introduce our Club Championship Series, which is brand new for this year in Alberta. Sebastian, can you tell us a little about the Club Championship Series and what it's all about?
Absolutely. Like, the purpose of the new annual Club Championship Series is really just to encourage growth and the development of the multi-sport system in Alberta, and to encourage and promote friendly competition between clubs in a safe, fun, and like a fair environment. We also want to create a competition which would reward clubs that not only focus on being very competitive, but also ones that, you know, had to have just a huge amount of members and maybe have a little bit more of a focus on the social aspects of the sport. And this is kind of reflected in how the point structure is kind of laid out. So as an example, you can have a club that's very competitive and take the first five spots in an event. But then you can also have a club that's more focused on just having sheer size of members there. And they can take the 10th through the 30th spot and still win the championship at the end of the day due to the points accumulation.
Awesome. I see there are two types of divisions of clubs on the adult side. Can you explain why?
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of clubs that have a lot more members than others. So while we recognize that some clubs would, as an example, take like 10th through 30th spot, we didn't want to end up with a club that won event or dominating like a few races and winning just through sheer numbers by being competitive as well as showing up with numbers. So we want to split into two categories. So the one category is, or the one division is 19 or less members, and the other division is 20 or more members for a club.
Gotcha. How did you arrive at 20 members being the cutoff?
We kind of just took a look through the membership through the years and found that about 20 members is about the cutoff for half of the clubs in Alberta.
Now, when I look at the events that are included, it doesn't seem that every type of event is included in the championships. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. If we want to focus on the main events that are being offered in Alberta, to really kind of have a full competitive season. And we didn't want to just skew the results with like a one long distance or like a one aquathon that's kind of thrown in there, that might be out in the middle of nowhere, that nobody would necessarily go to.
What will be the rewards for clubs that podium in the championship series?
So for the Adult Club Championship Series, we actually do have prize money for both
Nice.
divisions. That's up for grabs.
Awesome. What about the youth and junior club championships podiums?
Right. So for those, we didn't include prize money because we didn't want to incentivize, basically kids to race for prize money. However, there will be like trophies and recognitions at the end of the season for these clubs as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Sebastian. That's a wrap, folks. Thanks for listening in on this edition of Tri Talks. And we're looking forward to seeing how the season unfolds with the Club Championship Series and who will take it home for this initial season. Goodbye.